New federal dollars could help keep some residents in Martinsville safe from pollution from a Superfund site in the city. Indiana Public Broadcasting's Rebecca Thiel reports the site is one of 49 previously unfunded sites in the country to receive money from the recent infrastructure law.
The groundwater in the city has been polluted with the industrial chemical PCE, and toxic vapors from the soil are seeping into buildings. Residents suspect the chemical could be causing rare stomach cancers and other illnesses in the area. The money will go to address the source of the pollution, as well as install treatment systems in the homes and businesses affected by the toxic vapors. Tom Wallace is the founder of the Martinsville, Indiana Superfund Site Association. He says he hopes the funding will speed up the process of getting these vapor mitigation systems installed.
You could find out that your house was a hazard, and it would still be over a year before any action could be taken. Now, the best thing about this money that's coming in is it gives money immediately to use.
The groundwater plume in Martinsville is one of 38 Superfund sites in Indiana on the EPA's national priorities list. The agency says this is just the first round of awards in the more than $3.5 billion allocated to cleaning up Superfunds in the infrastructure law. For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Rebecca Thiel.